All right, there we go. That's the Mixed Radio Network. I am Scotty. She is
Rocky.
And she is the star of the show. This is Riding Home with Rocky. And, you know, what a heck of a day. The sun's finally shining. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty happy about that. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah. I love it when it's bright out.
You know, you just looked at me and were like, Scott, piss off. Let's get Jake Nelson on. He's sitting on hold. Let's hold on a second. Push that button. And Jake, are you with us?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking the time. I know you're a busy, busy man. I was just talking about it with Rocky. Mm-hmm. Holy cow. I mean, I was going to talk about some dates, but I guess the dates that you don't play probably would have been easier to tell people about.
I've managed to stay pretty busy lately. Things are definitely picking up. It's that time of year, though, you know what I mean?
That it is, and the sun's shining. We're clicking closer and closer to some warmer weather. And, you know, before we really dive into this, Jake, I want to take a second, back everything up, and tell some listeners that maybe haven't been on Facebook or haven't seen any of your posts today, or maybe some new listeners that are just meeting you for the first time. Something happened to you 9 years ago. That was probably, well, it had to be life-changing to a certain extent. And I'm going to, that's about as much teasing as I'm going to do. I'm going to let you kind of take it from there.
Yeah, so, you know, it's an interesting thing. And when, so this, I don't know if you've ever heard of the app TimeHop or your, basically your Facebook memories, where it pops up and it says, this is what happened to you a certain amount of time ago. And just today, I had a memory pop up that happened 9 years ago today. March 27th, and I was heading out to the University of Minnesota for a little thing called Beer Olympics, and this was 9 years ago, so don't do the math, I'm 28, so it might not have been exactly legal, but it was fun, you know what I mean? So I had two buddies, and Beer Olympics is basically like lawn games with some Miller Lite, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so I had two buddies that were going to come out with me, and the person that I was going out to see, they actually gave me a call and said, you know what, this Beer Olympics thing, they put the kibosh on it, the school found out about it, and they're going to be, you know, monitoring, you know, that kind of thing. And that's okay, you know, University of Minnesota, that's good. That's what they got to do. They got to do their job. But
right.
So I canceled my plans with two of my best friends, Joe and Andy, about two minutes later, I should say, I was taking a left from Highway 96 in White Bear Lake to 35E going south to head to the city because I was still going to go down there. And I got T-boned by a guy who was on his phone texting at about 55 miles an hour. I got hit on the passenger side. It slammed me into the light, basically the stoplight, and then he flipped over. It was a really, really just very traumatic moment. Obviously, it goes in slow motion. For those of you who are listening who have ever been in a car accident, you probably know it's almost like slow motion, and it's almost, and you tighten up because I saw him coming. I tightened up, and I know I'm going a little long on the story, but
not at all.
So this is the kind of the interesting part. So he flipped over. And instantly, I saw somebody run over to me, and it was actually just a civilian who ran over and said, are you okay? Are you okay? And I kind of looked at him and said, yeah, I guess. He's like, you were just in a pretty bad car accident. You know, just remain calm, stay in the car. And then before I knew it, officers had arrived, you know, and an officer came to the side, and I was getting out, and they're like, wait, don't get out. Can you move your arms? Can you move your legs? And I was like, yeah, I feel fine. I mean... whatever, you know, I think it's just a little fender bender, you know, and it was a female cop. She kind of like helped me out of the car, grabbed my hand and said, Jake, no, this isn't a fender bender. And she walked me to the other side of the car, and it's just completely like the whole half of the car is completely gone. So,
yeah, those pictures are wild.
I luckily walked away. I had, I crushed my T9 vertebrae. I bruised some ribs pretty bad concussion, cuts and bruises. But you know what? One, if my two friends had been there, they said that they would no longer be with us, and I'm lucky to be alive too because it could have been a heck of a lot worse. So I'm very fortunate. And the moral of the story is: do not text and drive. If you're listening to this while right now, hopefully you're not looking at your phone. Just set it down. It's not worth it. That's all I got to say. And hopefully that message can be just sent out. You know, I feel like with my music, I've been able to use that as a platform to help a lot of people, and with You're Not Alone and things like that song on my record. And but yeah, like with little things like this, I mean, even right there, like Police Department shared the post on my music page, Jake Nelson Music on Facebook, and they said, good message, you know, and so it's getting some shares, and that's what it's all about, because life is way too special, too important to answer a text message or something like that, or look at a website, you know, so.
Well, you're
yeah, it's my 9 stories today. It's just crazy to look back.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, the funny thing is it's probably not 9 years ago, Jake, but more recently in the last couple for sure. They have actually made April Distracted Driving Awareness Month in the state of Minnesota. And, yeah, it's kind of crazy. One of the, you know, it kind of hits home for me, too, when I saw that, because I just, my stomach just went out when I scrolled past that and saw it, and just happened to be that you were going to be on today. But 3 years ago, April 27th, my wife was hit head on at 55, and kind of the same scenario. She didn't know that she was in, you know, I think that they think you're in shock more than
exactly.
anything. And she got airlifted, and it's never good. Everybody's, it sounds like everybody's walked away at least a little wiser. So I wanted to.
She was okay.
Yep, she was. Yep, she, right. was she made it. She, lacerated liver, broken ribs, broken foot, you know, the whole deal. But, you know, if she's going to go, she always has gone big. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're right, I guess.
She got a helicopter ride and was really pissed that she couldn't remember it. That was her biggest thing. But,
yeah.
So, yeah, it is, it's a very good message, Jake, and the Mixed Radio Network will be talking about it quite a bit in April, but it is distracted driving awareness. Nothing is too important. Let's just make sure that we... stay safe. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make sure that we got that out, Jake, because I saw that come across. And so, but let's dig right into some of your music, because, you know, most people that listen to the Mixed Radio Network, all 145,000 of us, have heard your music. So it's not going to come as a shock to them, but they like to get involved kind of in the head of the guy that's on the microphone. So let's talk a little bit about Whiskey Burns. I love the title of that song. How does it not, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like a good song.
So tell us a little bit.
It's a toe-tapper. It's a toe-tapper, that's for sure.
How did that come about?
You know what? We were actually doing a couple of acoustic shows out of town when I started writing that one. We were playing out in Wilmer, Minnesota, which is pretty close to you guys, I think. And also, or at least you guys broadcast out there, don't you?
Yep, we sure do.
So, yeah, we were actually doing a show out in Wilmer, which we have one coming up in May, which will be a lot of fun. We can talk about that in a little bit. And then we were heading to New Ulm, and I had this idea. I just, this, like, kind of like this Alabama kind of sounding harmony in my head. And we were driving, and basically I was kind of throwing the song idea around, and we're like, this is kind of fun. And got home from doing those shows and basically just... Threw 3 or 4 chords together, and it came up with this Whiskey Burns kind of thing, and it's just kind of taken a little life of its own. So it's really cool. We actually shot a music video for it out in Northfield, Minnesota, just this past fall, kind of late summer. And if you haven't seen me yet, if you haven't seen the music video, it's on JakeNelsonMusic.com. And there's goats, there's flamethrowers, and I'll leave the rest up to those of you who want to take a look at it. It was definitely, we got about 110, 115 people together, and, you know, beer and food paid for by Jake Nelson, and said, hey, come on out, and all you got to do is just stand there and dance around, do Whiskey Burns about a half a dozen times, and then it turned into a party. So it was all fun. We had the band come out and play music, and so we basically, it was controlled chaos, is what some would call it.
Well, Jake, you know, if anybody knows you, and they know there's going to be goats involved, and there's going to be a floppy bird. Of some kind, somewhere.
Oh, that's amazing. The floppy bird, man, the trash doves. I love those suckers. I was at a meeting, a Midwest Country Music Association meeting the other day, and like a PR, like a head of PR for Poor House and Harley Davidson came in, and she's like, "Oh yeah, Jake, and your floppy bird, that's brilliant. I'm like, how do you even know me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
People might not even know you, but they know the floppy bird that goes with you.
Exactly, man. You got to keep people wondering and confused a little bit and hit them with some good content every now and then.
Absolutely. Well, why don't we do this? Let's fire off Whiskey Burns on the Mix Radio Network.
When the whiskey burns, that's the proof, and then it's working. Johnny Walker, Jack and Jim can help her hurry up. Legends claim it's been around for 1,000 years. Here's to you, now pass the hooch, go on, take a sip. From the sober, quiet streets of good old Lynchburg, Tennessee, to the corner bar, beer store down the way. It comes in many different flavors, different ages, proofs and labels. Here's to you, now pass the hooch, go on, take a sip. When the whiskey burns, that's the proof, and then it's working. Johnny Walker, Jack and Jim can help her, yeah. Legends claim it's been around for 1,000 years. Here's to you, now pass the hooch, go on, take a sip. You can drink it on the rocks, in a glass with a lime, while you soak up sun down by the sandy bay. You can keep it in a flask, or while they fish in Lake Mille Lacs. Here's to you, now pass the hooch, go on, take a sip. When the whiskey burns, that's the proof, and then it's working. Johnny Walker, Jack and Jim can help her, yeah. Legends claim it's been around for 1,000 years. Here's to you, now pass the hooch, go on, take a sip. Whiskey burns, that's the proof, and then it's working. Johnny Walker, Jack and Jim can help her, yeah. Legends claim it's been around for 1,000 years. Here's to you, now pass the hooch, go on, take a sip. When the whiskey burns, that's the proof, and then it's working. Johnny Walker, Jack and Jim can help her, yeah. Legends claim it's been around for 1,000 years. Here's to you, now pass the hooch, go on, take a sip. Yeah, here's to you, now pass the hooch, go on, take a sip. Well, cheers to you, now pass the hooch, go on, take a sip.
And there you go. That's Jake Nelson, Whiskey Burns on the Mix Radio Network. I'm Scotty. She is
Rocky.
And she's the star of the show. This is Riding Home with Rocky. We got Jake Nelson on the phone. And let me just start off by saying Whiskey Burns, that is a summer song jam that you can get right behind.
Yeah.
That's a good tune. That's an up-tempo. Way to go, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
That's the yeehaw. The yeehaw tune, man.
Doggone right. All right, so I know you're a busy guy, and I know that all of our Minnesota made, as we call them, or local artists,
mm-hmm.
get really, really busy this time of year, at least get ready to get busy. So, hey, why don't you let us know, Jake, where you're going to be? I mean, you're going to hit some big three this summer, aren't you?
Yeah, we got really lucky. You know, my band is only like 8 months old, but I mean, I've obviously been playing, getting my name out there a little bit. Doing shows here and there, but yeah, I mean, I do a lot of the acoustic stuff, occasionally, you know, I mean, here and there. We'll be actually out at near you guys at Rough Sports Bar, actually in May, so we'll be out there May 25th, and I'm actually sponsored by Shiner Beer out of Texas, so I don't know if you've ever had a Shiner box before, but they'll be out there, and we'll be selling some Shiner beer for cheap out on the 25th at Rough's there. So I'll have my trio out there. But yeah, actually, we got some awesome stuff lined up this summer. We're going to be out at Winstock Music Festival, which is in Winstead, Minnesota, on June 7th. So we're the pre-party. So we kind of kick things off there at the tent party from 7 to 11. And they got an awesome lineup at Winstock this year. I think Dierks Bentley and Miranda Lambert. And so if you haven't got your tickets, when we get those, that's going to be a good one. And then we got lucky enough, we were asked to play main stage at Lakes Jam in Brainerd this year. So we are absolutely stoked to do that one. We kind of kicked that one off too. And like I said, my band is so new that to have some of these opportunities is just, we are super blessed, and it's just an honor to be able to share the stage with some of these folks. At Lakes Jam is, I don't know if you've ever heard of Ashley McBride, but she is, like, phenomenal. And then Low Cash will be headlining that night. And also Bradley Gilbert and George Thorogood, Kip Moore, Lauren Alano will be there. So it's going to be a good good little lineup. And then for festival-wise, we do have Country Fest lined up on June 22nd. So we'll be playing there Friday all day. So if you're going to Country Fest in Cadott, Wisconsin, we'll be there Friday all day. We'll play five sets. So... If you're there, stop by on Friday and check out one of them. I think you'll enjoy the variety. We'll be doing a lot of our original stuff and anything from a lot of country tunes and things like that, new and old. So, and I think Country Fest, they got Brad Paisley is going to be headlining, and then they got they have Brett Eldridge, Dwight Yoakam, Neil McCoy is going to be out there, Michael Ray, Joe Diffie, Devin Doss, and Jordan Davis. So it's just an awesome. Just an awesome lineup. And also Devin Worley Band, she's going to be out there the same day. So we're going to be sending people back and forth. I did a show with her recently, so we kind of chatted about that. And she's just super talented, and what a fun gal. So
absolutely.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff lined up. You can check everything out, jakenelsonmusic.com. And just under the tour tab there, there's just a list. So we're booked through pretty much almost through October, so they're just lining stuff up. You know how it goes.
It's not a bad feeling, especially when you're a busy man like you, you know?
No, it's good. It's really good. You know, it's also good to take time off and things like that. And we try to coordinate it where we have, like, an every other kind of thing, because a lot of my band members have family and kids on the way and things like that. And a lot of us have girlfriends and things like that. So
sure.
It's important to do, you know? It's important to have that balance.
Absolutely. Well, yes, go to jakenelsonmusic.com, go on that tour tab. You can find out all the places he's going to be, because quite honestly, we could take up a whole hour just listing out where you're going to be. So,
yeah.
You know, it's if you want to find Jake Nelson, you will be able to find him playing somewhere.
Yeah.
We do all of our own booking too. So, I mean, I don't go through an agent or anything like that. So it's definitely a time-consuming process working with clubs, but it kind of gives you that firsthand, you know, basically face-to-face kind of thing. So we're kind of old-fashioned in that sense. I don't have, like, a whole lot of middlemen and people like that working with us yet, but we're still really new. Like I said, we're very new in the scene, and I'm still learning and still looking up to a lot of people and just keep on going, you know, living a dream.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's, you know, and it's kind of nice. You know, people are actually going to, you know, you're doing it all. You're kind of keep it small, keep it all type deal. I love it.
Yeah, independent for sure.
There you go.
For now.
Exactly. But you, you know, one of the things that I know about you is that you did a lot of stuff out at the Shoreview Green Mill, and you still are doing a couple of shows there that people can go out and see, right?
Yeah, I actually play there every month, so... play there once, it's every last Thursday of the month, and I've been doing this thing where I bring a guest in with me, so it's, I call it the local spotlight series. So like last, I had Anderson Daniels, who's about to drop a record coming up here in May, and I've got Ash St. John and Karina Kern coming up, Anna Miller and Ben Johnson and Chris Crosby. I've been bringing a lot of people in just to jam with, because I think that's something that you just kind of, you don't get to do. A lot of artists aren't doing that, and I mean, I think it's important just to spread the wings and meet some people, and also gives us just an opportunity to hang out. Like a lot of artists, we don't even meet until we do a show together. So, yeah, I'll be out at Green Mill quite a bit, and next month is with Karina Kern. So I know you guys are friends with Karina Kern, aren't you?
She is a friend of the network. She's one of the first
awesome.
Interviews we did, and yeah, that's great segue, Jake, because I kind of wanted to talk about that. You know, Karina's talented. As all get out, but you kind of helped facilitate and maybe get her noticed a little bit more than maybe she would have gotten. So tell us about how that went.
Yeah, I mean, Karina's just been really, she's been really awesome in how she's kind of a go-getter, but I mean, at the same time, she's not scared to ask for help, or how do you do that, or how do you do this, and I've been there, and I mean, like I said, I'm fairly new in this too, but I kind of feel like I take her under my wing a little bit, and other artists too, Anna Miller to name another, just to kind of say, no, Coach, try this, you know, or try this website. Georgia, for example, I just got her to sign up with the Midwest Country Music Association, which will open so many doors for her, and that's what it's all about. You know, I didn't really have that. I had just a few small opportunities when I was, you know, just getting in the game, and I know how difficult that can be and how discouraging that can be, where it feels like a competition, and I want to change that if I can, at least in my own little way, to make it where it's embracing each other and helping each other out and saying, hey, my fans, listen to this gal, or hey, gal, listen to this guy. You know what I mean? I think that's what it's all about, and it's almost like a partnership rather than a competitive edge, because, I mean, you have to have that competitive edge, but at the same time, I mean, she's such a good talent, and she's a good songwriter, and I was lucky enough to record a track with her on her record, and I think it's the Made in Minnesota one that she has on her new EP. So if you haven't heard that, I don't know if you guys probably play it, but I'm on that track with her, and she's just a joy to work with, and a talent, and as sweet as it gets, you know. So
right. So
she's great.
Well, cool. You know, that's what it's all about too. It's, you know, I think some people think that you guys as local and emerging artists are fighting against each other. Really, you're trying to all prop each other up.
You gotta.
You know, so.
You have to. I mean, there's some artists that play it as a competitive thing, and I mean, but that's, you have to a little bit, but at the same time, I really found it as, hey man, what can I do to help? You know what I mean?
Right.
I think with that attitude, I think you'll go a heck of a lot farther than saying he sucks or she sucks or they're no good and they're no talent. You know, keep your opinions to yourself. Whether you it's just, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it. Kind of like Mama told you, right? You know, listen to Mama.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like what Mike was actually saying yesterday. Mike Vialva, he was just kind of saying that it's nice to help other artists and kind of work together, because that's when you're strongest.
Right. Yeah. Actually, Mike and I are doing one of those songwriter showcases coming up here. Actually, later in the year, I think in August. But yeah, he's a great guy, and he does his open mic nights. I'm gonna go out there tomorrow and play a little bit with him. That's what it's all about. I mean, I feel like the local music community is kind of like the local anything community. You need to just kind of bind together, and like I said, it's not a competition. And that just makes it so much more fun when everybody's working together, and there's no, you know, leave your ego at the door, man, and let's have some fun.
Exactly.
I had a 15-year-old open for me last night, and he was phenomenal. He was phenomenal, like, just crazy, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
That's cool.
Well, hey, Jake, we're going to play Grew Up Home here in a minute, but as you can tell, this is not a typical line interview, but I have one question that I have to ask you.
Sure.
If you had it to do all over again, what was the biggest mistake you made starting out, and what would you do differently?
Biggest mistake? I would honestly say, so I'm a self-taught musician, as in, like, I've never taken a lesson in my life. I would say take lessons, learn how to play the guitar, learn how to play the instrument really well. I can play the guitar well, but there are so many gaps that I'm like, man, I wish I knew what they were talking about, like Nashville numbers and all this stuff. Like, I know I can relearn it, and you know, but there is the saying, don't, like, you know, old dogs can't learn new tricks.
Right.
But it's just one of those things that it builds the foundation, you know. It's like putting concrete down before you put a house down, you know. You don't want to sink put in the mud, but I wish I would have taken guitar, I wish I would have taken theory, I wish I would have done it like that, because I think that a lot of that knowledge that you learn, the basics, is kind of important, and that's why they teach it. I just jumped into it as a singer-songwriter and picked up a guitar and learned some chords, and now I'm where I am, which I'm very lucky, and I mean, I've had a lot of really cool opportunities, but I would say for anybody listening that is, you know, considering, I guess it's almost like any career, any profession, you know, like, take the time, put in the work, and do those prerequisites almost before you hop in. and it's hard. It's difficult not to, because you just want to go, you know, you just want to write songs and show the world. I mean, I've got a catalog of music that I want to release right now. It's done. It's ready to go. But you can't yet. You know, you have to be strategic, and it's just like, do you put it out there or do you wait? So I would just say, yeah, learning the instrument a little bit better, and otherwise I don't regret a thing. Like Eric Church says, sometimes it's the destination is the journey, you know what I mean? That's right on the top of my website.
There you go. He is Jake Nelson, jakenelsonmusic.com, or you can find him on Jake Nelson Music on Facebook. You can go into that, because now, Jake, I got to get this right, because Rocky always gets mad at me. I got to go into the search. What is it?
The search bar.
Yeah, I always call it something different, and she's just like, will you please just call it a search bar?
Well, it's not what you call it. You just I know. Explain it.
I talk about like a magnifying glass or something. I know. I'm so old. I'm too old for Snapchat, but too young for Life Alert. That's how it goes. But he's Jake Nelson. JakeNelsonMusic.com. Go to the search bar on Facebook. You can search Jake Nelson Music and find him as well. Jake, appreciate your time. We're gonna let you get out of here with a little Grew Up Home. How does that sound?
That sounds great. And I just want to thank you guys for having me on. And we hope to see you guys at a show this summer, this spring, this fall, whenever you can make it. Check out the website, and lots of new music coming and all kinds of surprises. So I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Here it is, Grew Up Home, Jake Nelson on the Mix Radio Network.
Now in 96, calling calls with my little cousin, a couple neighbor kids just summer buzzing. And time flies like a memory, kinda like the cars out on the street. We grew up a good, we grew up a while, we grew up here, we grew up home. Miss those little things, riding bikes, climbing trees, mowing lawns for a little money, Kool-Aid 13 and not a worry. All those awkward and quiet first dates, Friday nights and football games. We grew up good, we grew up a while, we grew up here, we grew up home. We grew up home. Place where you learn a little bit about life, where you grew up, got down and fooled around, staying out a little too late, those climbing through the window days, home where you hold your closest memories, make mistakes, but that's okay, cause home's where the heart is, and home's where it started. We grew up good, grew up wild, grew up here, grew up home, we grew up good, grew up wild, grew up here, grew up free, we grew up home. We grew up good, grew up wild, grew up here, grew up at home. We grew up good, grew up wild, grew up here, grew up free. And the place where you learn a little bit about life, where you grew up, got down and fooled around, staying out a little too late, those climbing through the window days, home where you hold your closest memories, made mistakes, but that's okay, cause home's where the heart is, and home's where it started. We grew up good, grew up wild, grew up here, grew up home, we grew up good, grew up wild, grew up here, we grew up free, we grew up home, we grew up home.